It is Seeds of Success, and today we're looking at local beef producer Angela Cammert. Tell me a little bit about your operation.
We are beef producers. We also are cash crop producers in West Elgin, and we have about, on average, we range anywhere between 70 and 80 head on farms. So we're not an overly large operation. We are completely family run. So there is my husband Dave and myself, and then my father-in-law helps out a great deal during the prime season. We do recruit extended family members as necessary to operate equipment when we need assistance.
Yeah.
Our children are old enough now that they're getting to the point that they're starting to operate equipment a little bit, and of course we do have them helping out in the barn and you know, helping to manage the livestock and things. So, but we don't have outside help, it's just us. So.
Now, you say family, how long is the family operation? Has this been generations, or were you the first to start it?
So Dave and I are born and raised fifth and sixth generation farmers, but where we are here in West Elgin, we purchased this ourselves 15 years ago. Well, we are, as I said, born and raised farmers. Where we operate this is not a generational farm itself.
Now, beef and cash crop, what was the motivation for beef, or had that been in the family elsewhere?
So I am a born and raised livestock from Lucan, where I grew up, and I grew up where we had pigs and cows as well as cash crops. So that is my background. Dave's background was more on the vegetable side, but they also grew up and they raised their own livestock. So we both grew up around animals and knew how they were raised. And we decided, and what actually got us into it is one of the neighbors about 15 years ago wanted to sell their herd, and we decided to take advantage of that opportunity, and we purchased it from them, and as we say, the rest is history. So
no regrets.
At the time, people wondered us jumping into beef because the market was down. I know some of my family made comments if we were crazy, but we jumped into it anyway, and there's no looking back since.
Beef prices are pretty good today.
Yeah, beef is a long game, and I don't regret the decision we made back then, but I know some of my, even my own dad thought I was crazy, but I definitely don't regret it today as we sit here.
It's something that every farm family faces, and on the surface, because it's so demanding and so prone to so many outside factors, I guess the question would be, you know, why would they want to get involved with something like that?
Farming is definitely a lifestyle.
Yep.
It's a job, it's a career, but you almost in today's society, you know, being as we are a small family farm, you do need to have a stable income to be able to afford that. We've built it where, you know, there is profit, but if you don't have that, a lot of farmers that are just starting out need to have outside income to be able to build it up.
Yep.
So we're mindful of that to make sure that we set up, as I said, some kind of succession planning for the kids so that they can get into it. New farmers that want to come into, you know, you hear about new farmer entrance programming, it's really hard for them to get into it. So we talk to our kids about that, and we want to make sure that they have some kind of outside income and ability to be able to do it, because almost a lot of times with a lot of farmers in the industry, when I talk to them, one income is footing the other with the cost of land, the cost of equipment, and the cost of operations. So, you know, we make it work here, but it can be very difficult. And that's where, you know, there's mentorships to the next generation helping them do that.
Now, looking at the future, you're talking about it. Do you see expanding the operation? What do you see down the road?
Absolutely. Yeah. The cost of land plays a big factor in that, especially when developers are outbidding us to buy farmland because they want to put houses on it. It makes it difficult as a small farmer to be able to purchase that. But yeah, absolutely. As most farmers, you know, if you have the ability to, you want to be able to expand. So interest rates don't help, but I won't touch on that either.
No.
We won't go there.
Would a way around that be to lease land from other operators?
Absolutely. Yep. And, you know, we do custom work as much as we can, and then work with various things like that. So there's an opportunity right now where people that don't have next generations that want a farm are selling farms, but the developers are taking advantage of that opportunity right now as well.
Yeah.
So this market right now is ever changing, and it's difficult for smaller operators to keep up with some of those prices per acre.